number of Republican governors, along with House Speaker Mike Johnson, voicing support for Texas Governor Greg Abbott. He's at odds with the Biden administration, which has been fighting to keep the southern border open while Abbott tries to secure the border. And the controversy is heating up after the Supreme Court refused to prohibit the Border Patrol from cutting through razor wire barriers installed by Texas. Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, among a growing number of Republicans urging Nikki Haley to drop out of the GOP presidential race. Blackburn says Trump is the man.
He is going to be the nominee. We need to unify behind him. We need to focus on winning the Senate and House seats that are going to be necessary for him to have a majority to support his agenda.
Blackburn speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden has vetoed a Republican measure. It has to do with electric vehicle chargers.
GOP Senator Marco Rubio sponsored the bill, saying that if taxpayer money is used to build EV charging stations, they should be made by Americans in America using American products. But the president blocked the measure because he wanted a waiver allowing some foreign-made content. The White House argued that the Republican plan would actually block Made in America requirements by reverting U.S. policy to a 1980s rule.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. In Ohio, the override is complete. The Republican-led state legislature successfully overriding Governor DeWine's veto of a bill that bans so-called gender-affirming care for minors to include puberty blockers and hormone therapy. The law, which also says no boys on girls' sports teams, will now take effect in 3 months. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 99 points. This is SRN News. Another Catholic leader rebels against the Pope.
This time it's Cardinal Joseph Zen of Hong Kong who is joining the growing legion of his fellow clergymen around the globe who are rejecting the pontiff's order that they bless same-sex civil unions. Zen says he won't do it and is calling for the dismissal of Cardinal Victor Fernandez, Pope Francis' right-hand man who actually wrote the text of the order. Virtually all the Catholic bishops of Africa are in rebellion, as are a number in Eastern Europe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A proposal to liberalize Arkansas's abortion ban has cleared its first hurdle toward getting on the November ballot. Republican Attorney General Tim Griffin has approved the wording of the measure prohibiting the state from banning abortion within the first 18 weeks of pregnancy. The proposed amendment also includes exemptions for rape, incest, and fatal anomalies in the unborn baby. Arkansas's abortion ban took effect in 2022, shortly after the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. This is SRN News. Tea is at the center of a salty U.S.-UK controversy.
An American scientist has sparked a transatlantic tempest in a teapot by offering Britain advice on its favorite hot beverage. Bryn Mawr College chemistry professor Michelle Fresnel says one of the keys to a perfect cup of tea is a pinch of salt. The tip is included in Fresnel's book Steeped, The Chemistry of Tea, published Wednesday by the Royal Society of Chemistry. The salt suggestion drew howls of outrage from tea lovers in Britain. "Don't even say the word salt to us," the etiquette guide DeBretz wrote on X. Even the U.S. Embassy in London intervened, stressing that adding salt to Britain's national drink is not official United States policy. Keith Peters reporting.
Apple has an update for its operating system, making it harder for phone thieves to access key functions and settings, users being urged to turn it on immediately. More details at srnnews.com.